Hey, Io, want to see a trick?
Sure.
Here, blow up this balloon.
Okay, now what?
Now, I light this candle. Now, what do you think will happen if I put the flame under the balloon?
It'll pop, of course. The flame will heat the rubber to the point where it becomes weak and can't hold up under the pressure from the air inside.
Right. Except not always.
What do you mean?
Watch. First, I'll put about a quarter cup of water in the balloon and blow it up. There. Now, hold this while I light another candle.
This is the trick, right? You pop it and I get wet.
No, trust me. The balloon won't pop.
It better not.
See?
Wow, you're right. How come it's not popping?
As long as the flame is beneath the water in the balloon, the water absorbs most of the heat and the rubber doesn't get very hot.
But won't the water eventually get hot enough to break the rubber?
Eventually, but it will take a while. Water has a really large specific heat, meaning that it takes a lot of heat to make water boil, and even more heat to make it vaporize. In fact, it takes about 540 calories of heat to evaporate 1 gram of water.
Well, it hasn't popped yet.
Of course, if I move the flame to another part of the balloon...
Don, I'm all wet!
Sorry, I couldn't resist. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's trick program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Ben Brabson in physics.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.